The DA notes with concern the disruption of day one of KwaZulu-Natal Legislature's school functionality oversight by picketing members of the South African Democratic Teachers Union, SATU. The inspections, attended by members from all political parties represented in the legislature, saw SATU supporters surround vehicles at Dabega Secondary School in Inanda, forcing them to come to a stop. The unpleasant experience led to the entire day's oversight program being delayed. While we acknowledge the concerns raised by SATU regarding the payment of norms and standards funding, it is important to highlight that we are particularly in this dire financial position due to the unfunded salary increases negotiated by SATU with national government. These wage agreements have had to entirely be funded by provincial departments, costing them billions that were unplanned for. These agreements have strained provincial budgets and directly impacted critical allocations such as norms and standards and the Learner and Teacher Support Materials, LTSM, budgets. SATU continues to hold government at ransom over wage increases and is quick to politic their way out of any responsibility of the situation the department finds itself in financially. The DA has been in contact with the Department of Education, which has confirmed that the payment of norms and standards funding is underway and is scheduled to be completed by May as planned. This timeline, while imperfect, reflects the current financial constraints under which the department is operating. All stakeholders must work together to ensure our children receive the best possible education and that no student is left behind.